On Classic Hits 4CA, it's time to take a look at the key issues that really matter here in the Far North. Welcome to this week's edition of The King Review with Gavin King.
Yes, it's great to be with you for another Friday or Sunday morning if you're listening to the replay at 10 a.m. Welcome to the show. A short week that we've just had. It doesn't mean that the news slows down. That is for sure. So much happening locally, nationally, around the world as well. Locally, we are going to have a chat to the boss of Regional Australia Institute, RAI, and that's all about this accommodation crisis that we seem to be facing. My goodness, it doesn't show any signs of slowing down. How do you find a place to rent? You must count yourself very, very lucky indeed to have a roof over your head and not having to enter into that insane rental market at the moment. We speak to Liz Ritchie, the CEO of Regional Australia Institute, about that very topic. What can be done? What on earth can we do to either build more houses quickly? How do we get vacant properties, get people into them? Very, very complex and very, very deep issue, that is for sure. So great to have a chat with Liz for her thoughts, both on a national level, but also regionally as well. I also catch up with our resident music guru, Nathan Kelly, with some very big news for music fans. A lot happening in the live gig space, I guess with those borders open. International acts are coming back and some fantastic, a massive festival announced for Cairns with some absolute Aussie music legends coming up a little later in the show. We'll chat to Nathan. A couple of other topics as well. I should fill you in on a little update from, you might have recalled last week, certainly a Facebook post that I did on the 4CA Facebook page went absolutely ballistic. A huge, huge amount of comments and sharing just about the helicopters that we're seeing in our skies lately, just about youth crime, what's being done about it. We did get a response from Michael Healy. He doesn't want to come on the show, unfortunately, but he has sent through a fairly lengthy response, so we'll get to that a little later in the show as well. It's a big one. Let's get stuck into it.